There are, as I said, specific allocations that the council needs to make by law. And once those allocations are made, then my staff, we work to actually distribute those funds out to the trial courts on a monthly basis. We work with the state controller's office to distribute those funds. And so the CEOs are well aware when payday comes every month, the 15th approximately, is when the distributions actually happen from the state. I think we're this year, if Steven's here, we're actually going to be trying to get more of the distributions out in the front part of this fiscal year so that you have more cash in hand. While there's some courts that still have fund balance, we're sensitive to the fact that the cuts of late have drained some trial courts' fund balances down to a point where they're getting too close on managing cash flow. And so we've been looking to try and front load a bit some of the distributions this year. So again, we're trying to help you so that you're not running around looking for that dollar when you need to spend it. We're monitoring cash for you. So again, what does my staff do? They're great. I'm very lucky to have the staff that I do working on these issues. And if you haven't already, and if you don't know, Stephen Chang and his staff are consistently and constantly getting questions, emails, phone calls. They're a great resource, wealth of knowledge, and I'm really happy to have them. And like I said, they will provide you, you and your staff, answers to questions. They will track issues down. Important role for us at this level is monitoring the revenues that are coming into the branch, making sure they're on track, adjusting the revenues, working with the Department of Finance and the legislature on those things. We have staff that are engaged in managing cash advances for the trial courts. Notwithstanding the fund balance policy, there's been times where trial courts have needed cash advances, and so you're working with staff to get those cash advances. You can make payroll, things like that. So we're doing a lot, and we do provide statewide training, say on your listing of your positions, your what's called the 7A, the salaries and wages information. We do provide training, and so while there's sort of the formal training, there's also the every phone call in one way or the other is some sort of training. We've done special training for new CEOs, CFOs. So we are a resource here for you, and you know we welcome any of your questions, and we'll do the best we can to answer them. And if not, we'll work to get there. But again, I'm very lucky to have the staff that I do.